Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Not the hippest place in town.
Oh, yeah. You have the fever here?
I feel like we got some bell bottoms on and some platform shoes in this song.
Is that what we're going to wear to the rally on Friday?
We can. It's at Stateside Live, right?
You're darn right it is. Friday.
It's gonna be jumping.
Friday, our second annual Red October Rally. We're live from 10 a.m. starting with our show until 6 p.m. So us and the afternoon show at Stateside Live. That's the new name for what you knew as Xfinity Live at the South Philly Sports Complex. We're going to have special Phillies guests joining us throughout the day as we get ready for game one of the NLDS. Don't miss it. This Friday, Stateside Live, the Red October Rally, and he will be getting ready for game one, which is Saturday, October 4th.
Saturday.
And we now know how the bracket looks, and we now know who the Phillies, well, we know who they could play. So the Phillies are going to play the winner.
Cincinnati
and the Dodgers. That series starts tomorrow. So all those games, Tuesday, Wednesday, potentially Thursday, if the series goes through, will be at 9 o'clock, Reds at Dodgers. We're going to get the winner of that series starting here on Saturday. My first thought is it's the Dodgers, but the Reds, Hugh, have been red hot, and once in a while.
You got some pretty good young pitching, too,
they
right?
They do. So once in a while, you get those teams that get in, and they make some noise. So we shall see. Let's hear from the Phillies yesterday, a little fan appreciation day out at Citizens Bank Park. Kyle Schwarber took to the crowd and said thank you to everyone and talked about what's to come here.
Thank you, guys. The Birds winning? All right, good. Hey, first off, we want to thank all you guys. It's been a great season so far. Back-to-back NL East champions. We're going into Red October again. Now, we feed off all you guys here. You know that. The bank's a hard place to play. So when we come here, we start this thing off here, we need to hear all you guys buying into us, everything against the other team, and we're going to ride with you guys, all right?
You know, I love the beginning of that. Birds winning, right?
Icebreaker. The icebreaker.
Right, good.
I like the all right, good. He didn't need any details. Kyle Schwarber was a bottom line guy. Are the Birds winning? Yep, we're good. Is that an Ohio thing?
Just bottom line, guys? Bottom line. We won the game. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, bottom line.
I think Ike's more of a details guy. He's from Ohio, isn't he?
Cincinnati.
Does that not count?
Not really.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow, taking shots at Ike Reese.
No, Ike Reese grew up in more of a major city than I did, so yep. I can't take those.
Not quite
shots.
Mansfield, Ohio.
Yeah, I'm hating a little bit that he grew up in a major city.
You're absolutely hating for no reason. What are you doing? Why are you hating on him?
I don't know.
It was a good end to the Phillies regular season. There was a little drama after Friday because when Friday ended, Hugh, the Phillies were just two more days of things going their way from stealing the number one seed.
Mm-hmm.
But then Saturday, that kind of flew out the window. And then by yesterday, we knew they were locked in the number two seed. So it's the Dodgers. It is the Reds. It's going to start Saturday here. The winner of that series coming to Philadelphia. My first, before anything starts tomorrow, my first rooting interest is that series goes three games because that would be a major advantage for the Phillies if that series has to go the distance,
mm-hmm.
because both teams would have to empty all three of their starters.
Yeah,
and then,
so you're talking about the bullpen situation.
Yeah, I mean,
a little tired.
Whoever comes in here Saturday would have to throw their number four starter in game one. It would be a big deal. It's the advantage of having the bye. So we shall see what plays out. But I call it an anticlimactic end, but now it's kind of the calm before the storm. This thing starts up Saturday. I cannot wait for the postseason. I do have some Phillies fever here. 215-592-9494. We will spend some time, extended time later in the show, of course, laughing at a team that did not make the playoffs. You notice, as I said, it's the Reds against the Dodgers. That means, Hugh, it's not the Mets against the Dodgers, who collapsed their way completely out of the playoffs. We have...
Oh, that's terrible.
We're going to have
you
some...
absolutely hate to see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it is great, though. We're going to have some fun at their expense coming up in just a little bit here. Let's go back to the phone lines, and then we have some more information coming out about the A.J. Brown stuff that we want to pass along, as he obviously was not thrilled yesterday with that tweet he put up. Dylan is up on WIP. Hey, Dylan.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, Dylan. Good what's up, man? Good
what
afternoon.
Up, Dylan?
I just wanted to say I was more impressed yesterday with the second half, because I know the first half went the way we wanted it to. We could win, but then again, whoever's calling those plays the second half needs to stop it. So I don't know. The Birds are 4-0. I can't be too mad. It's Red October. Let's go fighting.
Darn right. Let's do it. Go, Dylan. We appreciate the phone call. You notice what he said there?
So short to the point.
Well, he said whoever's calling those plays the second half needs to stop.
So that's my fault too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you were calling the plays, but you have put...
I've put it in people's head that they're two different heads, tail of two halves.
Well, you okay, put in people's heads...
Okay, how else do you explain it?
I don't... I know, you just lied and recklessly speculated.
What do you mean lie?
Now
I didn't
that
lie.
Seed has been planted.
There's a difference between a lie and recklessly speculating, which I admitted that I did.
Yeah.
Now, I put that out there as a disclaimer. Now, if you choose to keep going with that, then that's on you.
Well, hold on, but you were the one saying, you were... doing game, set, match, checkmate.
Yes,
I'm right.
I mean, because you can't
so
convince me.
You were talking out of both sides of your mouth.
But I have nothing to back that up with, though.
Okay.
And I said that. But if you choose to believe me, then that's on you.
But here's the problem.
What?
You have now set it up for the rest of the season. I called this last week. That when the offense looks good, Jalen Hurts is calling the plays. When it looks bad, it's Petula.
Well, that's kind of what it kind of looks like. Yeah, I didn't say it was I didn't say it was right.
It's not what it looks like.
But
it's not what
it is.
It kind
of looks like that way.
So when Petullo called the play in the second half where Jalen threw the ball 5 yards out of bounds,
that was probably a misfire.
A misfire. Oh, okay.
Yeah, misfire.
It makes more sense, though.
Yeah, misfire. Mm-hmm. None of it makes sense, Joe.
It was hot.
Let's just be clear.
Mm.
None of it makes sense. But we try to rationalize it in our brains when it comes to the Eagles, because at the end of the day, whether or not we want to rationalize it the way you want to rationalize it, we are 4-0.
That's true.
We are 4-0.
Yeah.
So, and we need to be better. That's a fact.
That's the best thing you said all day. We're 4-0, but we also need to be better.
Yes.
I agree with that.
And we need to figure out if we can keep AJ from crashing out, and Smitty for that matter.
Well, speaking of, let me pull this up. Jeff McClain's article this morning in the Philadelphia Inquirer, a couple interesting nuggets in there that we previously did not know about, and now we do.
We got nuggets.
So we do have some nuggets here. Jeff McClain's obviously one of the best reporters on the beat. He's got a couple nuggets for us. Ready for this? He's talking about the game, Jekyll and Hyde, the post game, all that. I'm going to read to you from the article. Quote, but at least Hurts spoke. Both of his top two wide receivers weren't available in the visitors' locker room at Raymond James Stadium. A.J. Brown declined an interview request while Devontae Smith was nowhere to be seen. Okay, so that's that.
He Donald ducked him. He Donald ducked him.
Okay. Then he's talking about the tweet that we've been referencing. If you are not
around the world.
Yep, if you're not welcomed, not listened to, quietly withdraw, don't make a scene, shrug your shoulders and be on your way. That, of course, is from the gospel, Mark chapter 6, verse 11. I'm surprised Marple Mack hasn't been on that with us today, but that's where the wording comes from. So this is from the McClain article. Quote, it was unclear who Brown's message was directed at, if anyone at all. His earlier tweet, quote, I'll love y'all with all my heart, and a heart with a bandage emoji wasn't sent long after he shook a reporter's hand and said, I'm about to walk out of here. So
what'd you read? We read into that. Can we recklessly speculate?
I mean, why not?
AJ asked for a trade today.
Today?
AJ didn't went up in the office.
Today? They're 4-0.
Said, I'm tired of this here. I'm on out.
40 minutes ago, I said he's not going to be here next year, and you said, what? And now he's going to leave today?
Didn't I start out by saying I'm recklessly speculating?
Yeah.
Because we got new information. So that allows me to recklessly speculate.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't have to be. See, listen. When I say recklessly speculate, people, That's exactly what it is. You know, like if you choose to take it for the gospel, that's on you. But when you read that, what other reckless speculation is there?
This is a marriage on the rocks, is what I'm.
Okay,
yeah.
So he's asking for out today.
Well, maybe not. I think next year.
Oh, no, today. Why are you staying around for today? If you want to leave, you sent that tweet out last night, right?
He did, yeah.
You trying to leave today. You talking to somebody today. Whoever his agent is, he probably called his agent and said he trying to leave.
Are you going to go ask to be the mediator like you tried to do with the Sixers last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Bob does a good job. I'm not calling for Bob's job. Yeah.
Plus, you're not a good mediator.
I am. I'm a great mediator.
I would use the word you're more of an escalator than a mediator.
I am a great mediator.
Not sure about that. Mike in Mount Airy is up on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey.
What's going on, man?
Couple things here. Everybody's acting like AJ called his quarterback the B word, man. He put out a tweet. He obviously is frustrated. Everybody knows he should be getting the ball. I'm sure the quarterback understands his frustration. Let's just let that rest, man. He didn't go out of his way to embarrass his quarterback or anything like that.
So, why can't he let it rest? Like, why do every week I have to let it rest when he's the one causing the scene?
Wait a minute, Mike. What you think we do every day? What we doing?
I mean, he's not. I mean, it's a tweet. He didn't cuss him out or nothing.
We speculate. We recklessly speculate every day. What you want us to do if we recklessly speculate on a daily basis?
At least you're admitting it. But to me, it's not a big deal. Also not a big deal is the fact that, listen, they were mollywhopping Tampa Bay in the first half. Human nature, they take their foot off the gas. The second half, Tampa Bay starts to come back. They stiff arm them, tell them, hey, stay in your place. They get the ball back. They score their touchdown. They win the game. They've beaten four good teams, man. They're not like Tampa, who's beaten, you know, Carolina.
They've beat three good teams, Mike. The Cowboys are not a good football team.
They went toe-to-toe with the Green Bay Packers last night.
They got rocked by the Bears 2 weeks ago. Hold on a second. Time out. I don't care. Mike, Green Bay lost to the Browns. Stop. The Cowboys are not a good football team.
They went toe-to-toe with us?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Go ahead.
And they went toe-to-toe with the Green Bay Packers.
They let Russell Wilson throw for 450 yards, and then Russell Wilson was benched a week later. Does anyone else see this?
Well, it's football.
Okay.
They made Caleb Williams look good for the first time in the NFL. Caleb Williams not that good.
They're beating the cream of the league, man.
I don't agree. Now, I think this is an impressive stretch to go 4-0 because these teams are pretty good, and they had to start off with a new. Mike, I think there's something impressive about this because people like you thought they'd go 2-2 to start the season. So I do see your point that it's impressive they're 4-0. I agree with that. It's impressive to start off 4-0 with all the changes, new coordinator, 6 new starters on defense. But I'm not going to sit here and pretend they beat Murderers Row. They beat the Dallas Cowboys, who stink. They beat the Rams. That's their best win is the Rams win. the Chiefs needed the first month just to get back to 2-2. They're not the old Chiefs, although Hugh probably shouldn't have buried them and said they're going to miss the playoffs.
Probably shouldn't have did that.
Probably shouldn't have done that. And are we sure the Buccaneers are a great football team? They're pretty good.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Now, the next month, I expect the Eagles to win all their games again. In
fact, they should be favored in all of
them. They should win. The Eagles should be 8-0. When we get to November, the Eagles should be 8-0. The next four games are the Denver Broncos, who have looked mediocre so far. They play tonight, but they're going to be on a short week traveling across the country. Then they play the New York Giants with Jackson Dart, a rookie quarterback. I think Vic Fangio should be able to handle that. Did anyone else watch Carson Wentz yesterday morning?
He melted.
Are we scared of the Vikings? No, not scared of the Vikings at all. And then they get to play Jackson Dart again. I fully expect the Eagles to be 8-0 when they get to Green Bay in the beginning of November. So, yeah, this is a good stretch, but they got to do it again now. And I do think it's impressive, the 4-0, but please don't come on here and tell me the Cowboys are good. I mean, come on. And you co-signing this.
Did you see that last night, man?
Maybe the Packers aren't that good.
I'm just upset.
Do you think the Cowboys are good?
No, it just bothered. All I know is, Joe, and this is a fact, they tied the Green Bay Packers.
And the absolute glory hole.
Who does that say more about? Right now.
I'm just saying. Green Bay Packers just a week ago before they took that first L thought that they could go undefeated. Yeah, that's what they felt.
And they haven't won since. Those clowns haven't won a game since that tackle
said
that. The
point is this. It's still early in the season, and there's a lot of corrections that need to be made. But the Eagles are 4-0. That's what I take from that.
Yes. Well, we agree on that. All right, let's go to Seth in media. Hey, Seth.
Seth.
What's going on, fellas?
Seth, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. It's been a while since I called in. I call BS on this reckless speculation. You know, why? Because the guy said he had to get out of here. I'm about to get out of here. What do you say when you're about to leave a room? About to get out of here. And you guys read into it because of who it is. You know what I mean? And that's part of the problem. Look, this team at 4-0 definitely has things that they need to fix. Okay. And if AJ has issues with his coaches or something like that, that's going to happen. I mean, this time last year, do you remember 2-2? We were talking very much the same thing. We were trying to run some of the coaches out of town. AJ's not happy. This team, like earlier in the week, I heard people say about what a pleasure it is to have him in the locker room. What a great locker room guy he is. You know what I mean? What a great teammate he is and a leader. And then he says a few things. He puts a tweet out there. Maybe he's just baiting you guys to have a good time.
So, Seth, let me ask you a question. So, who do you think's more at fault for us always talking about this, us or him? There's only one player that seems to make a scene all the time.
Yeah, he's having a good time with it, isn't he? And you guys are hook, line, and sinker on this man.
This is absurd spin. Dude.
You
got to get real.
So this is a bit. You think he's just having fun with us?
I'm thinking somebody of his caliber, and it's always the players that are the most talented, right? They always got something to say, right? They're always putting it out there. So if he's airing some grievances, all right, let him air it. But I don't think it's so much so that he's leaving town today.
Seth, I don't think so either. But I don't think this is a marriage that's going to last much longer. Let me ask you one question about the bit that AJ has over all of us. So we played a cut last hour of Jason Avant, who played wide receiver in the NFL for a good amount of years. And he said when he watches the film, AJ's quitting on routes. Is that part of the bit?
Okay, let me reply with a question that goes back to last year, which I just brought up. Was he or was he not? Did everybody saying that he was quitting on routes last year?
I don't remember.
I've never heard anybody say that.
I recall that.
Wait, what was that being said? It could be said, but wait, it's different if it's said by a caller or even me. When it's said by Jason Avant, it holds different weight. He played the position.
Listen, I don't know so much that AJ is quitting on routes. Okay, because I've also seen him lay blocks out for people when he has to and get across the field when he has to. So I don't know that he's quitting on routes. This goes right into the other stuff with with whether or not Jalen Hurts is like, oh, he's not throwing the ball enough. And then he throws the ball and then it's not, he's not reading the defense properly. I feel like people are kind of like looking for an angle on this that doesn't wholly exist.
Can I add this? Okay, Seth.
Take a time out here.
So Seth, let me ask you a question. Why all of a sudden today are we looking at for this angle? We haven't been looking for it all year long, but we're looking for it today. Why are we looking for this angle, Seth? We're gonna workshop this a little bit.
All right, let's do it. Let's unpack this. Okay,
so why are we looking for this angle? Let's start there.
First of all, he put it out there.
Okay, so but, so but why? Okay, wait a minute. Let me finish, Seth, because I let you out of floor. Now let me finish.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So when he puts it in the ethosphere, are as we the job that we do, are we supposed to ignore that?
Let me ask you, what did he put in the ecosphere? What specifically?
Seth, okay. Do you want me to read it to you?
Read it.
Do you want me to read it? How is it ambiguous, Seth? Want me to read it to you and show me what ambiguity is. Or
ambiguity.
But let me show the camera.
No, I was. You know what? I was trying to be funny, but since you want to go there, this is what he put in the atmosphere. If you're not welcome, not listened to, quietly withdraw. Don't make a scene, shrug your shoulders, and be on your way. What does that mean to you when he puts that out there after a game that they just won?
Means he may have
ambiguity.
Been
How about that?
Talking to his coaches, and maybe his coaches weren't listening to what he had to say.
Okay, so
but they targeted him.
Okay, so if you were he put it out there though, Seth. I'm not supposed to talk about that. He put it out there.
I'm not saying you're not supposed to talk about it. I'm saying I wouldn't go so far as to say that he's leaving before the end of the season. He wants out of this place. I mean, because in the same breath earlier this week, I hear about what a great locker room teammate guy he is, what a fantastic player he is.
So I think it is fair to say it's probably not going to reach that tipping point yet.
I think I hung up on the wrong thing.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and Seth, I don't think this is going to blow up in the season either. Seth, appreciate to the point where they're going to trade him. I said earlier, and I'll stand by it, I don't think he's on the team next year. Both sides are going to look at this and say, wait a second. If I'm Howie Roseman, I'm paying $33 million of my cap per year for a guy that has 14 catches through four games. That math doesn't math. And if I'm him, and he has said this, Hugh, it's speaking back to after the Super Bowl, the Instagram post he had, where does he get his joy?
From dominating the game. And he's not doing that.
No. So I view this.
And he feels like he's being devalued.
I view this as one of those divorces, if it happens eventually. And every team and player move on. But I view it as if we get there after the season, it's going to be mutual. Like, hey, we might be better apart. That's where I'm at with this. Now, as far as what's going on today and tomorrow, I don't know. I mean, he didn't want to speak yesterday.
I don't.
Usually, he's when he doesn't speak on a Sunday, he will hold court on like a Wednesday. So we'll find out if he talks.
I will say this for you, for that to be that fresh on his mind, and I'm recklessly speculating, but I just feel that there's something to it because you don't put that out there if you're not doubling down or going to do something about that. I think there has been a conversation now. Whether or not we get wind of that conversation, I don't think that's going to be the case. But I think that he's probably called his agent. He's not happy about the situation that he's in. And they're probably trying to workshop this thing as we speak.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Like, listen, I don't know what's about to play out, but that's a lot to take in after a win. To have that put out there in the atmosphere and feel the way that you feel and just leave it like that. He's clearly upset. Clearly upset.
Well, of course he is. I mean, I think any receiver of that ilk would want to have more production.
Yeah,
now,
definitely.
Again, none of us know exactly why the production's not there. I mean, who's to blame? Obviously, Kevin Petullo has become the punching bag around here, and everyone thinks he only calls the bad plays, which is an amazing place for Kevin Petullo to be
he's
4 weeks in.
Spot.
Well, I mean, I guess you missed it. Kyle tried to tell you last week he's a winning coordinator. He's 4-0. All he does is win, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's winning, but you know, the reckless speculation.
Yeah, but all he does is win. We probably shouldn't we give him the benefit of the doubt?
I've never once called for his job. I just said
he's
that
been
he
here
wasn't,
4 weeks.
I didn't call for his job, but people have called for his
no,
job.
No, but you say
that's
like,
so big of you to have you, not called for his job.
And
in
and
4 weeks.
Okay,
you took a
fine.
Stand,
and I'm not going to call for his job all season long. That's not how I get down.
But
other people. All I'm saying is other people are calling for his job. Then you got Seth coming in. Talking, oh, it's nothing to see here. Seriously, Seth?
Seth said that?
He kind of said that. He kind of alluded to the fact that, you know, AJ, we read too much into what AJ's saying. No, not Seth Joyner, the Seth that just called.
Oh, Seth from media.
Yeah, Seth that just called.
Oh.
Not Seth.
But you first named him, like Seth. Like,
well,
I think
mean,
Seth Joyner.
Seth said he was, because basically Seth said, oh, ain't nothing to see here.
Well, he thinks it's
BS on the.
He did. Yeah. He basically called BS.
He thinks it's a bit. AJ's just running a
which
big
is,
bit.
I mean,
I don't even think AJ like us like that.
Do you remember when he called into Jack?
Yes,
and
I
Nike?
Do.
Yeah,
that's
and
a crazier spin than anything Hugh's had in a long time.
And we hear AJ's a lot of doing crazy spin around.
I don't
here.
Spin. I speak my truth.
Sometimes
and I live my truth on a daily basis.
You spin so much, the ground is shaking underneath.
I don't spin. Yeah. I did recklessly speculate. He might ask for a trade today. I'm going to call my people and see if I can find out.
Well, last time you did this, Sirianni had an answer for it, and Pro Football Talk had a post.
Let me call my people.
I got to tell you, man, if you get Sirianni to answer a question about AJ requesting a trade and Pro Football Talk writes about it, that's two for two, two Mondays in a row.
I'll tell you what.
You may get called into the Eagles office.
They probably called me and be like, listen, Hugh, give us back that jacket. Don't even worry about what all the stupidity that you do on the air every day. Just stay your ass over there.
I think you might be right. If Florio writes about A.J. Brown potentially requesting a trade this week, Hugh Douglas might have to give back his Eagles Hall of Fame jacket.
Would it surprise you, though, if rumors came out this week that he did request a trade? Would that surprise you? Because let me tell you, here's the thing with AJ. He's very passive aggressive. And he likes to show you that he's upset. I would not be surprised if there's a rumor out there that that's happened. And he kind of walks it back.
And that rumor started on the midday show with Hugh Douglas. Right. All right. Your phone call's coming
2 weeks
up.
2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, I know.
Drama. Say the drama for your mom.
You're becoming a serious problem
for
the Eagles.
This guy's unbelievable. All right. More reaction to the game to A.J. Brown. What hit you the most from the game yesterday? Was it the great first half or the not-so-great second half that required some big plays to save the day? Plus, we'll react to all the other action from yesterday, all the news, and the best storylines from another week in the NFL. That's next. Your phone calls. It is the Midday Show. It is Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.